On Monday, we have the CEO, Marilyn Clark, who's the CEO of the Houghton Smart Zone. And we asked her to come in because, as you know, Marquette City is being considered as a smart zone. They've already filed the papers, the applications. They just sort of need the designation, and they are, will be part of the Houghton Smart Zone. And so we thought it'd be appropriate if Marilyn Clark, who's the CEO of the Smart Zone in Houghton, where they've been for 10 years, came down and really addressed the group. And then also we're going to have an update as to what is the status of the Marquette Zone at the meeting on Monday night.
There was a question that was asked to me earlier this week in the office about this particular presenter, and the question was, what is a smart zone? So give us a little background on
that. Okay, the smart zones were established here in Michigan, I think it's about 10 years ago. Governor Granholm announced this one in Houghton, where the MEDC, they put together a combination of working with the universities and communities to establish entrepreneurial businesses. This is not, I mean, if you can find a business for 200 or 300 jobs, fine. But the Houghton one, if you, when we'll hear, because I'm familiar with it, is, you know, 5 jobs here, 6 jobs there, 8 jobs there, maybe 20 jobs there. Mm-hmm. Over a 10-year period, I think they have a record of 300 jobs. And it's technology transfer. So obviously, Northern Michigan University has a component part. The city puts in some tax-deferred types of programs to help out. And it's the idea to help people come create jobs and and, you know, the idea is, you know, a buck here, a buck there. Before long, it becomes real money. Same thing. 5 jobs here, 6 jobs there.
Well, this is the interesting thing, then. By having someone that's relatively close by that is having some success with this, and Marquette and the Marquette area is in the consideration for it, then that must bring a key message that she'll be bringing.
Yes. Well, she what the state did is the state now said to these smart zones that were established some years ago, you now have to have a satellite. Okay, so in many ways, not many ways, but this way now, the Houghton one is identified Marquette, and so the state obviously has to grant their approval also because there's tax deferrals for schools, things of that nature, which they will make up the difference. So it's an advantage. It's a win-win for everyone on this one.
Well, it's interesting to see that you've got someone that is going to be able to bring some successful perspective about it. What is the schedule and how can folks take part in the dinner?
Well, the schedule is our meeting is Monday, the 16th, and we have a social hour at 5:30 at the Ramada Inn, dinner at 6:30, and then the program at 7:30, and all of our speakers, we always say, we want your comments, but we also want an opportunity for Q&A, plus at the social. Mm-hmm. We're finding that people, the networking has become very, very significant at the clubs and people are there. So if you're interested in going, we're asking that by Friday afternoon, you have your reservations in and you can go to www.marquetteeconomicclub.org and make your reservation. Mm-hmm. And you have to make a food selection and so on and so forth. And so our attendance lately has been really, it's amazing the numbers of people. And
well, this is a one that's really, I think, has a definite bearing on our immediate area here and its economic development, because sometimes the folks that come in that speak are a little bit more on maybe a statewide, even a regional level that brings some unique perspective to the area. But this one really touches home for anyone out there that's interested in our area's economic development.
Yes. And what the hospital building, a new facility, we've got a couple of medical spinoffs. And where do you go with this? And it's really, you know, the imagination. And we're bringing in the speaker next year for the Economic Club, who is entrepreneurialism, to talk about that. I mean, so we're trying to build this and connect these dots mm-hmm. over the period of time.
So who's coming again, when and where, and how can folks sign up?
Monday, Marilyn Clark, who is the CEO of the Houghton Smart Zone. She's going to be here. And it's at the Ramada Inn. 5:30 is a social, 6:30 dinner, 7:30 is the program, and you sign up by going to www.marquetteconomicclub.org.